Support comes from Stuart Peterson, since 1985 offering strategic commodity consulting and marketing services to help producers manage market opportunities and risks. Stuart Peterson develops strategies customized to each client's goals and operation size. More information at stuart-peterson.com.
Good Thursday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the Mid-Morning Commodity Market Report. Let's go ahead and see how futures are trading. December hard red winter wheat is 6.99¾, down 2. Soft December wheat, 6.45¼, down 4. September corn, 4.96¾, down 1¼. December at 4.75½ is down 7¾. September soybeans, 13.39½, up 6½. November at 13.02½, now 3/4, down 1¼. September soybean meal, 4.24.30, up 2.80. September soybean oil at 42.84 is up 2 cents. August live cattle, 123.80, down 35. August feeders, 155.65, up 7½. And October lean hogs are 85.12½, and they are down 70. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Dan Zwicker of CGB Enterprises, and he is in Mandeville, Louisiana. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning.
Well, the market continues to march higher this week. I believe on a weekly high, we've hit in the November contract at 319. That was yesterday. Small little setback today. Is the market marking time this week for potentially a push even higher?
Well, we're consolidating a little bit in here. I mean, I think today you can see that the corn market's under pressure, especially the December on forward or on back is under pressure simply because of the pro-farmer yield tour kind of came in with a pretty decent yield for western Iowa. It was above USDA's August estimate, and then the Illinois average came in on the corn above USDA's estimate. So that's kind of weighing on corn. So it kind of the pro farmer tour so far is, you know, kind of validating USDA's production numbers down there around 154, 155 bushels per acre. So that doesn't tighten the balance sheet any. And I think that's why maybe the corn market here is giving up some ground. The beans, though, are still highly variable. You know, pro farmer just gives you pod counts. And if the weather forecast is dominantly hot and dry over the next 2 weeks, you know, we may not have very many beans in those pods. And then the other thing is, I think, you know, this is a critical time frame. If we don't get some good rains over the next 10 days or so on this late corn crop, I think, you know, the ear weights are going to come down pretty hard, I think, from what I'm hearing from farmers. So I think, you know, the pro farmer tour, it is what it is. They're going to come out with a final estimate tomorrow. One thing I think everybody needs to keep in mind, that it is just a swath across the Corn Belt. They don't survey a lot of the areas. So,
for example, they missed all of northern Illinois, for example.
Right, and it's not complete representative of what, you know, Illinois yield is, a complete representative of what the Indiana yield is. So, and then it doesn't take into account all the other states also. So, I mean, it's a good barometer of what's maybe going on out in the field. I mean, you can read the reports and you can see that the crop is very behind in maturity level. That's why these late August rains or maybe early September rains are kind of more like late July, early August rains, because the crop is 2 to 4 weeks behind, depending upon which area you're at. I'm out here in Ohio this week, headed to Illinois next week, and Ohio's got one of the better crops probably they've had in a long time. But I drove past a field of beans that's still only about 6 inches high, and I question whether or not they're going to make any beans when you look at September 1st being just around the corner. So we got a long ways to go, and I think one thing maybe what the market has done, if anything, it is maybe put in a pre-harvest low that's going to hold for a while until we know what size of crop we actually have. Beans are, you know, if they don't get the rain, they're terribly tight, and they have a lot of more room to go to the upside. But the corn-soybean ratio basically says that beans do have more room to gain on corn over the next several months.
So does that mean, in your mindset, the August lows are now the harvest lows for soybeans?
Oh, I think so. I think if we go back to those levels again, it'll be because we have a great big South American crop, and then that would happen sometime next winter. I think those lows, we're going to end up the month of August with a monthly reversal to the upside. We haven't necessarily ruled that out for corn yet. However, today's decline does take a little bit of wind out of that argument. But corn did have a weekly reversal to the upside last week. We did follow through on it here on Monday. But now we're giving back some of the gains. But today's not over with, and Friday's not over with yet. So, but I think we're going to look back, and everybody's going to see that we probably saw the loosest balance sheet. And I think the balance sheets are going to get tighter from here on out. But we're still going to have adequate supplies of corn unless this period of dryness really chops the corn yield off pretty hard, which it kind of reminds me of 2003. Mm. We had big yields August 1, but by the time the combine started rolling, people were really surprised how the yields were whacked because of the shallow kernel depth.
And are you of a mindset that there is a better than equal chance that November, before it goes off the board, will make new highs for the year, which would be 13.50¾, which were the January highs?
Yeah, my chart pattern would suggest that we have that kind of odds that we could see new highs for the year. I think I would not rule that out. I think that's still very much in play over the next couple months.
What else do we need to know before we let you go today?
I think that's about it. I mean, I'm watching the bond market fall apart. I don't know what necessarily that means, but I am watching the long-term bonds come down, which means higher interest rates. The dollar's having a nice recovery in here. I think because of the higher interest rates, I think that the overall trend of the dollar is still down. Basically, it's pretty much a late season weather market to finish off the crop, and whether that's good or bad, whether it adds bushels or take bushels away. So far, it kind of looks like the forecast is going to take some bushels away, and that would be bullish prices, because anytime you shrink supply, the market has to adjust upward the price expectations.
Thank you much, Dan.
Very well.
Dan Zwicker of CGB Enterprises, and he is in Mandeville, Louisiana, although he's traveling today. He's over in Ohio. Let's go ahead and look at the current tick. Hard red December wheat, $6.99, now up to $7 even, down 1¾. Soft December, $6.45¼, down 4. September corn, $4.96, down 2. December, $4.75¼, down 8, now down 8¼. September soybean, $13.41½, up 8½, now up 8¾. November, $13.05, up 1. September soybean meal, $4.24.30, up 2.80. September soybean oil, $42.84, up 2. August live cattle, $123.70, down 45. And October lean hogs are $85.15, down 67½. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.